WTAW News Time is about 5 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people who are not Texas A&M students were arrested during last night's appearance by Richard Spencer. UPD Lieutenant Alan Barone says both arrests were outside the Memorial Student Center. One was charged with assaulting a public servant, interfering with public duties, and evading detention. The other was charged with evading detention and resisting arrest. The Bryan City Council has given preliminary approval on what was considered an unusual rezoning. Before a new church is built, a community park will be created. That resulted in Living Hope Baptist Church seeking a planned development district. Pastor Eric FG told the Planning and Zoning Commission last month the congregation wanted to first do something for the community.
This is why we have chosen to take this direction, to build a community-type park, having a multi-purpose field. A covered pavilion where we could play basketball, a walking trail, a play area for children.
Councilman Ruben Marine endorsed the project while he was still a P&Z member.
Growing up in that area, I think that land has been undeveloped and empty for the past, as long as I can remember, 25, 30 years. I don't think anything's ever been there. So it's great to see some development.
The 9 acres of undeveloped land is on Beeson, which is north of Carson and west of College. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has announced 6 nonprofits have received grants from non-restricted funds. Foundation President Patricia Gerling also announced they will honor 3 people at the organization's tribute luncheon.
Recognizing individuals who give of their heart and their soul, people that make a difference.
Next April's luncheon will recognize Texas A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair, Celia Goodhaddock of University Title Company, and Larry Hodges of Copy Corner and Double Dave's Pizza Works. A list of the grant recipients is online at WTAW.com. A College Station man on probation for possessing methamphetamine when he was arrested in August on the same charge is now accused of possessing contraband in the Brazos County Jail.
According to the arrest report from the Sheriff's Office, detention officers were tipped last Friday about someone from the outside making a drop-off. Deputies on Monday monitored a woman placing a sack behind a dumpster near the jail's loading dock, followed by an inmate putting the sack in his jail uniform. Inside the sack was described as a large amount of loose smoking tobacco and 4 cans of snuff. The inmate, 22-year-old Tyler Leon Davis, told investigators how he delivered the contraband to other inmates. The district attorney's office will decide whether additional arrests are made. A second inmate told investigators it was the 4th time he had tobacco smuggled into the jail, where he traded that for items from the jail's commissary. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The first Bryan City Council workshop with a new mayor and 2 new councilmen began with some appointments to various boards and committees. There was some levity yesterday as Mike Sutherland asked Andrew Nelson to continue serving as the city's liaison to the water board.
Now, that's an ad hoc kind of thing. That's not in writing anywhere that the mayor appointed me to do that.
You're not officially waterboarding anyone, no?
No.
Okay.
I could.
Just making sure.
I could, though.
It's always unofficial when we waterboard.
So I'd like to stay on that.
Okay.
That's a lot of detail.
Final action on the appointments will come next month. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
You know, one of the neat things about Suddenlink is they have music channels. And this time of year, if you want to have Christmas music in your home, you can do that. Or if you want to do any other kind of music, several channels for you to choose from. And that's just one of the things. Around holiday season, things are just different around the house. That may include even more people coming in to your house. And, of course, they're going to want to use their devices. So remember that right now you can get 50 meg internet, TV and phone, all for $79.95 a month with a 2-year guarantee. That is three powerful services for one low price, and you can make the switch during the Make the Switch event right now. Call 877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com to get more information. But as you have all those folks here, they're going to want to have different entertainment opportunities, and you can do that during the Switch event, and also the bandwidth to be able to be on their devices. And Suddenlink's HDTV gives you access to hundreds of shows, video on demand, and pay-per-view. All that's available. Don't forget, coming up later this month, Ben-Hur and also Sully and Snowbound and Bow Break. So, Snowden, not Snowdown. Those will be coming this later on this month, and every month they add new on-demand movies. So, more information, call 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partial sun to start the day off, but as the day goes on, we'll start to cloud in. Temperatures today up to about 60 to 65. Lots of cloudiness for tonight, becoming breezy overnight, lows near 50. Towards morning, there could be a shower. Few showers are possible tomorrow. We'll be turning colder during the day. A morning high of 50. Temperatures go down much of the day tomorrow. Then looking ahead to Friday, we're partly sunny. Highs will be 45 to near 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Trevor Knight, Christian Kirk, Jasmine Babers, and Holland Hands are just a few Aggie athletes to earn awards and spots on special teams. We'll take a look at the details. Meanwhile, former Temple football coach Matt Rhule is taking the reins as head coach at Baylor. And in A&M basketball, the men take on Denver tonight at Reed. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fat, he's too fat, much too fat. He'll never get down, he's too fat for the chimney, too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin?
But he's magical.
What do you think about that, huh?
Huh?
You like that one?
It's great.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of my favorites here.
Find you all sitting on his lap in that department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Take a look at that fat.
Oh, he's certainly chubby. Oh, so rub-a-dub-tubby.
Yeah.
Mrs. Christmas's hobby.
He'll never get down.
He's too fat for the chimney.
He's too fat
for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Never get down.
There's no room for his tummy.
Chubby's
do something, Bobby. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas?
There you go. Too fat for the chimney.
That's my like favorite part of the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen when he starts gaining weight.
Yeah.
I had a few Christmas cookies there, Neil.
So that's Giselle McKenzie with Too Fat for the Chimney.
That's good stuff. I've never heard that before.
Are you kidding? Well, okay. Well, that's one of our favorites.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
That's my.
We obviously listened to before we got on the show.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, you know, if you don't have to be up early, why would you be?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, here we go. They've come up with another number that we're supposed to just go, oh, yeah, that's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
Humans have successfully made 30 trillion tons of stuff.
Just tons
sure.
of stuff.
All right. Sure. Okay. Why not? Everything from airports and roads and coffee makers and CDs and houses and computers and landfills and all that stuff. Now, according to Forbes magazine, I mean, I'm not sure. all these things are known as the technosphere. And for the first time ever, at least a study published last month, scientists have estimated the total weight to be a very impressive 30 trillion tons. We have no idea.
Yeah, there's no way to. How do they even know this?
We don't know what a ton. You know, we don't know what one ton is.
No.
We don't know what 30 tons is. We don't know what a trillion is, and we certainly don't know what 30
yeah.
trillion
it's
tons
like
are.
It's saying $1 billion. It's
right,
monopoly
yeah.
money.
11
you know?
Billion, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's enough to add a good-sized mountain to the Appalachians or
all
perhaps
right.
to the Rockies. So there.
And what is a good-sized mountain?
Yeah.
What is like another comparison.
So among the stuff that obviously we've been making, if you love sneakers so much you just like to jump at the chance to be buried in one, well, you can now.
Buried in a sneaker?
Yep. Move to Ghana in West Africa where you can get buried in any shape casket you like, even one that looks like your favorite Air Max sneaker.
Nice.
Yes. Funeral homes in Ghana. It's a big deal, the funerals that they have over there.
Okay.
And rather than simply mourn the dead, attendees prefer to celebrate, too. One way to do that is to have this wildly creative type custom casket just for you. Artisans there will make caskets in the shape of anything that you want. Coke bottles, race cars, and
I think I've seen this before.
Your favorite sneaker as well. Well, you know, they do that kind of stuff here. If you wanted to have a coffin that had Texas A&M on it or something like that, you know, as long as you pay the rights fees and all that, then you can do it. And we've seen those advertised before. But I don't know that I've seen a tennis shoe.
Yeah, I don't know. That's unique.
Well, and again, you can't buy it online, probably, right? You know, so one of the things you probably, I mean, you can probably buy a regular type coffin online, but you can't buy a special custom made one.
And I feel like it's okay if maybe you put aside that money, but are you requesting that your family pays for a sneaker-shaped coffin?
Yeah, a good point.
Yeah, that you really will never see.
Yeah, buy that beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And 717. By the way, you can text us or call us 979-695-1620. Don't need the area code if you call us, just if you text us.
Mm-hmm.
If you need more proof that America is becoming lazy. U.S. Americans. All right. So here we go. First of all, there were people who voted to make America great again, but there are people who are lazy here too. If making your bed is a huge hassle, there is a new product on Kickstarter that you can back. It's called the Smart Duvet.
Oh.
This will be a device that claims to make the bed for you. Once again, I believe the key word would be claims to.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's any guarantee about that. Maybe there's a video of it out there somewhere. We'll have to maybe check on YouTube and see. It's called the Smart Duvet.
The Smart Duvet.
Yeah, see. There's a companion app that lets you schedule the Smart Duvet's job for different times of the day or week, if you would like to do that. And again, they got a Kickstarter out there for it right now.
You know, when I'm done sleeping, I move a lot. I toss and turn.
All right,
so my bed usually looks like a tornado afterwards.
Okay, it's rumpled. Okay.
Yeah, so you wonder if maybe if you don't move and you sleep very still, then it would work. But I don't know if a machine would be able to make my bed.
You would be able to challenge the Smart Duvet.
Right. And or if it's a Smart Duvet, what about your sheets underneath?
Oh, good point. That's right.
You know?
Because then it'll just kind of be a smooth duvet over a rumpled bunch of sheets and stuff.
Your pillow is, you know, at the end of your bed. Is it going to pick it up and put it at the head of the bed?
Maybe it's an assist app. It doesn't really do it all.
Yeah,
you
well,
have
I'm
to help.
Not funding
it. Yeah, it looks kind of like, see, I'm kind of the same way in that I bunch up all my stuff or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And this looks like if you sleep soundly and always have a nice flat duvet around you.
Uh-huh. And only the corner is, like, turned over.
Yeah, no. Whenever you get out of bed, you just pull the corner off yourself.
Hello?
Then it's got that mesh.
Hey, so that sneaker coffin, does the odor eater come with that?
Oh,
or is that a separate item?
Thank you.
It's a new day, a fresh start, Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three College Station Blue Baker locations. Choose your angel and shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 14th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
722 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Odor eaters in the coffin. I like it. All right. So, among the stuff that we, again, 30 trillion tons of stuff that we've made. So, I'm watching a commercial, I think, over the weekend, and it just made me stop and think for a moment how we have a new normal in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember maybe a year, 2 years ago, I saw a commercial for a specific company that made a hip replacement part. And I'm thinking, wow, can you imagine 20 years ago, would we be seeing a TV commercial for something like that?
Right.
So it's the new normal. So I'm watching this commercial come on for the Roomba.
Oh.
Okay, mm-hmm. Which we all know what that is, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's this thing that chases your cat.
It's a robot.
Yeah. Chases your cat.
It's a robot.
It's a vacuum robot. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this woman is talking about how, you know, she's got the Roomba and everything's fine. And it's just, she talks like this is a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and it, you know, can clean my home in 2 hours. Or it runs for 2 hours or
yeah.
something. I mean, I don't know if you know. I don't know anybody. I don't think I know anybody who has that. That's not necessarily something that
not
comes
that
up
I
in
know
conversation.
Of,
I know somebody's got one, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And what did they say about it? Have you discussed it with them?
You know, when I talked to them about it, it was when they first got it. And
yeah.
They said, you know, they said it was great. You know, they got a couple of dogs, and so it, you know, keeps the hair off the ground. And
okay. Well, I mean, so it has to, like, track your apartment or your house or whatever and figure all that stuff out where it can be
yeah,
where it can't
it,
be.
Yeah, I think it gets the kind of like the surface area of
yeah.
your place and then it you know has sensors to where whenever it like runs into the couch or whatever it knows
it turns.
To move. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what but and again it may be wonderful. It just may be wonderful. And you know, cleaning the house is not any fun, that's for sure. But I can't imagine in this world that we've got something that can do that
yeah.
as efficiently or as well as a human being
yeah.
could.
Well, and it probably doesn't, but if you're not a cleaner,
okay.
I don't vacuum that often, and we have two dogs,
okay.
and I probably should vacuum more than I do. So with a Roomba, it may not be as good as, you know, a human, but it's better than nothing.
That's true.
That's true. What a great catchphrase.
But then again,
better than nothing.
Ooh, someone did just text in. They love their Roomba. They actually have two of them. Yeah. Can I have one?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Could you see that?
Well,
the
flip side is that if you have an animal at home
yeah.
and it has an accident, I've seen a picture online
of it being
all over the place in a very intricate pattern all over your floor.
Because the Roomba dragged it around.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but at the same time, okay, so they said they had two?
Yes. They must use one for another room.
Upstairs, downstairs?
Upstairs, there. Yeah. No. I kind of like the idea. I mean, would you think about that if you're leaving the house for the day, and I guess you just
set it.
You set them up there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do like dueling banjos for dueling rumbas?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Which one did it better?
Well, I mean, really. If
Roomba
you
one or Roomba two?
Well, that's the other thing. They can have jousting matches with your Roombas. All right.
Sweet.
That'd be worth it. Yeah, I guess if you got, what do two Roombas cost? You got an extra $1,500 or whatever.
Anyone plan on buying me a Christmas present?
Okay, there we go. We can do that for you.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Coffee Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Coffee Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Coffee Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
Good morning, 726, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't have a ton of confidence in the weather guys after yesterday because I thought it was going to be nice, and it really ended up not being so much. But this is what they're telling us today, 64. It is going to be cloudy out there today. 42 will be our low temperature tonight. Then tomorrow we'll start at 44, and then it will fall during the day, and we'll get down to the point where we have freezing temperatures tomorrow night. And really, during the day, it's not going to be so spectacular because we'll have north winds at 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. We do get sunshine on Friday. It says right now 47 will be the high, 34 will be the low, and then it warms up to around 55 to 60 on Saturday. Currently, kind of got a little bit of mist out there, I guess we could say, and it's 47 degrees for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the high and mighty New York Times says a new threat to academic freedom has emerged, and it's not Donald Trump. It's a new website launched last week called Professor Watchlist. The watch list names 200 college professors who, according to students, spread leftist propaganda in their classrooms and are biased against conservative students. The mere existence of this list is supposedly a threat to academic freedom. Julio Cesar Pino, an associate professor of history at Kent State, is on the list. He complains that the goal of the site is to shame and defame professors. Other critics warn the site will be used to harass professors or maybe even sabotage their careers. Not so, says Charlie Kirk, the executive director of Turning Point USA, which started the watch list. He says that it isn't a secret that some college professors are totally out of line and it's time to expose them. I cannot tell you how many calls I've taken over the years from college students and parents describing the liberal propaganda these kids are routinely exposed to in class, and the hateful treatment they've received at liberal universities. I mean, they have to endure ridicule, bullying, and blatant hostility, bad grades, all of that, in silence, for fear their grades will suffer if they speak up. The professor watch list is not a threat to academic freedom. It makes the point that conservatives have academic freedom, too, which is a point long overdue.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Texas A&M police report two arrests were made last night outside the Memorial Student Center during an appearance by Richard Spencer. Lieutenant Alan Barone says neither is an A&M student. One was arrested for assault of a public servant, interfering with public duties, and resisting arrest. The second person was charged with resisting arrest and evading detention. Barone says agencies joining UPD for Spencer's appearance and the university's Aggies United event at Kyle Field were Bryan and College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Brazos County Constables, the Department of Public Safety, and agents with the local FBI office. Yesterday's Bryan City Council's first full meeting with new Mayor Andrew Nelson included some lighter moments as the group led off with a discussion of who will be appointed to city boards and committees.
We're all good with everybody. That's nice. See? At what point this gender are we going to sing Kumbaya?
Probably at the end.
Okay, wonderful.
Nelson encouraged Ben Hardiman to be the city's representative on the board of the Research Valley Partnership.
Really, I'd rather have you on the RVP board unless you don't want that additional responsibility.
Okay. Well, I think you'd do a great job on it. It's a workshop, right? So we don't have to have a motion just yet.
So you
we'll get that worked out.
Okay.
Nelson, who recently stepped down as co-chairman of the RVP's Talent Initiative Committee, pointed out he has never been on the executive board of the Economic Development Agency. A new Bryan Church congregation has received preliminary approval by the city council to rezone land where a community park will be developed before a church is built. Planning Department Manager Martin Zimmerman told the council why the church requested a planned development district.
And this particular congregation has perhaps not the means at this particular point in time to build a church facility, but would like to get started on other facilities associated with their faith that they would like to install here. So in order to be able to comply with zoning regulations, we felt like it was the best way to pursue this planned development district option.
Pastor Eric Evgie of Living Hope Baptist Church spoke last month before the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously recommended approving rezoning 9 acres on Beeson, which is north of Carson and west of College.
Why we desire to have a place for us as a church to come together for us and what we're trying to do, we see it as more important that this community come together and that we come alongside them.
The community park will include a covered pavilion for basketball, a multi-purpose field, a walking trail, and a play area for children. One arrest has been made and more are possible after the Brazos County Sheriff's Office learned tobacco products have been smuggled into the jail.
According to the arrest report, a detention officer reviewing inmate phone calls found out last Friday about a scheduled delivery to what was nicknamed Granny's House. That led to investigators watching Monday afternoon's drop off near the jail's loading dock, where an inmate working in the kitchen went outside and put a sack inside his jail uniform. When the inmate re-entered the jail, he was detained and the sack was seized, containing what was described as a large amount of loose smoking tobacco and 4 cans of snuff. 22-year-old Tyler Leon Davis of College Station was arrested for possessing the contraband. Davis is in jail after his arrest on possessing methamphetamine while he was on probation for the same crime. Investigators learned from a second inmate who has not been arrested that this was the fourth time he organized a drop-off. He said he traded the tobacco for items from the jail commissary. Investigators have also interviewed but have not arrested the person from the outside who made the drop-off. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time, a Somerville man is headed to prison for drunk driving. 41-year-old Eric Stewart, who was arrested in Bryan last March, faced between 2 and 20 years due to a prior sentence. In a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Stewart was ordered to serve 5 years. That's after he was caught driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.304, which is more than 3 times the legal limit. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley has selected its honorees for its annual tribute luncheon.
People that make a difference. They share their time and their talents and resources with this community, and as a result, we are very blessed.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling says next April's luncheon will recognize Celia Goode Haddock of University Title, Larry Hodges of Copy Corner and Double Dave's Pizza Works, and Texas A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair. Gerling also announced community grants being awarded to 6 nonprofits.
We're all about helping individuals and families and businesses personalize their giving by creating endowed funds that provide perpetual funding sources to benefit nonprofits and charities and faith communities and societal needs here within the community.
A list of the grant recipients is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Morning sunshine will give way to afternoon cloudiness. Temperatures will make their way up to about 60 to 65 today. We'll have clouds across the region overnight. Temperatures will fall back to about 50, and there may even be a shower by sunrise. Clouds, scattered showers, 50 tomorrow morning, cooler through the day. Tomorrow night, lows near 30 under mostly cloudy skies, then partly sunny and 45 to 50 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Baylor adds a new football coach as former Temple coach Matt Rhule helms the embattled program. Meanwhile, Denver comes to Reed tonight to face the men's basketball team. And at 13-0 away from home, the Spurs remain the only undefeated team on the road. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, 7:38. Let's go to D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on Infomaniacs.
Well, let's talk this morning. I guess first order of business is that you all need to get some sort of a stopgap funding bill put together. You've rolled something out on that. Can you tell us about it a little bit?
That's correct. I haven't had a chance to look at it. It got filed yesterday. What I've been told is that it is just like the last continuing resolution that funds the government at last year's levels, with a couple of exceptions. It includes another $8 billion for defense. It has extra funding for the global war on terror. And other than that, I don't know. I've got to take a look at it today and try to figure out what's going on. We'll vote on this tomorrow, and then that should be the last thing that happens in this Congress. And then we will we'll go out of session until the new Congress is sworn in on January the 3rd. But I do need to look at it and see what's in it. We've been told by our leadership that it should be acceptable to us, but I always like to trust but verify.
Now, there also seems to be some language in there that will make the path a little bit easier for James Mattis to be able to be named Secretary of Defense. Do we know much about that?
No, I don't. Again, there are some anomalies in here, or what we call anomalies in the D.C. budget talk that need to be looked at. If that provision's in there, I would certainly be supportive of that particular type of provision that allows James Mattis to become Secretary of Defense. I think he'd be a great SecDef. I think it'd be wonderful to have somebody who's actually been in uniform, served in the war, or led in the war on terror to be our SecDef. I think that's a great choice by Donald Trump.
I guess Defense Department was kind of at the top of the page yesterday. From time to time, the Pentagon obviously tries to find ways to be more efficient, and apparently a report from 2014, the Washington Post had reported that it came back and estimated $125 billion could be saved over 5 years, but the Pentagon buried the report. What's going on?
Well, the leadership of the Pentagon since Bob Gates has not been either transparent or effective. And they've been quite costly to the American people, not only in dollars, but in terms of mistakes they've made in fighting the global war on terror. I'm disappointed they have the ways. Two, I'm disappointed that they try to bury it. But the good news is that that gives Congress a roadmap to help further clean up the Pentagon and use that money to improve readiness, to improve the acquisition of additional resources that we need, like planes and tanks and ships, to rebuild our military. So I think, even though it shows the problems of the Pentagon, it does give us some good things to work with in terms of using scarce taxpayer dollars in an effective way moving forward. This is typical of what's happened under Ash Carter and some of the other people. I could go on and on about how they spent more of their time on social reengineering than they have on trying to, fight and win wars. Fortunately, this gives us that roadmap to clean up this mess. And having Mattis in there as Secretary of Defense will be, to use the words of President Trump, huge to improving the security of this country.
Well, he continued on his thank you tour, of course, last night in North Carolina. Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C., there are some unusual people as far as names popping up for cabinet. One of the ones that came up earlier this week is Rex Tillerson, who is the former head of Exxon. Now, you were in the oil industry. Did you have any dealings with him, or can you give us any insight into this guy?
We did deal with Exxon in a couple of projects, and I do know Tillerson. Do I know him well? No, I don't know him well. Let me say this. I think there are probably some, and this is not a swipe against Tillerson, I think there are probably some better choices out there as Secretary of State. But, I've got an open mind on this. I'd be curious. I mean, we'll wait and see who Donald Trump announces. This is a key and critical cabinet appointment, and so I'm looking forward to see who he nominates. But I think I'd rather have somebody that actually had some foreign policy experience.
Sure. Well, it's a refreshing kind of a situation to see that there's so many names. I mean, there have been a lot of folks from across the spectrum, not only here, but in some other key choices. And it's a little refreshing to see. I want to give you an opportunity.
Oh, some of them have been awesome. I mean, like Tom Price for HHS was huge. Mike Pompeo for CIA director was huge. Mattis for SecDef was huge. I think overall his appointments are pretty good. Do I agree with every one of them? No, but I think most of them have been pretty good.
Hey, I'm not exactly sure how Ben Carson can relate to housing and urban development, but we'll, again, they get an opportunity. That's what we want to see here.
I'd give the guy a chance.
I want to give you a chance now to respond to a Breitbart article that came out, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago, having to do with really a discussion that you and I had last week, because you had kind of done a farewell speech at the American Enterprise Institute as the outgoing chairman of the Republican Study Committee. But they seem to think that you, in fact, were going to maybe give Trump some opportunity to get some things done, but at the same time, there were some things inside the Beltway that you really didn't want to see happen under a Trump administration. So I want to give you an opportunity to expand on that a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, the report, I don't know what video the reporter was watching in terms of that that event, the AEI event that Mark Walker, the incoming RNC chair, and I were at. But he certainly missed what we said. We talked about the alignment of several of Trump policies, along with where we are. And actually, I was at a speech with Mike Pence last night here in D.C. at the Trump International Hotel, and Pence went through a list of things that that the administration was going to work on. And he said, you know, we've got to make America secure. We've got to fix the VA. We've got to repeal Obamacare. We've got to replace Obamacare. We've got to reform Medicaid. We've got to reverse executive orders. We've got to roll back regs. We've got to have tax reform. We've got to have better trade deals. We've got to appoint great people to the Supreme Court. And we've got to end illegal immigration. I'm on board with those 100%. Most all of us in Congress are. But somehow this guy assumed that we were going to be against Trump. And one of the things he said that was really over the top is that I wanted to not roll back regulations. Well, that's 180 degrees from the truth, because we are focused on Trump, and I have for the last 6 years, and now we have an opportunity to do it looking forward, is to reverse all these bad regulations. So I don't know what he was listening to. The news source Breitbart is a click-based organization, so if they can write a juicy story, put a juicy headline at the top of it, then they'll get a lot of traction for that. And I guess that sometimes the truth gets modified in those situations. It's very unfortunate, because it's totally different than where we are. Now, we'll be quite frank. There are a couple of areas where conservatives in Congress differ from where President Trump is. He wants to have a big sort of stimulus-type infrastructure plan that costs trillions of dollars. We in Congress will probably have an issue with that. We saw the stimulus plan that President Obama tried, and it didn't work. Just remember the shovel-ready jobs comment.
Mm-hmm.
So many of us don't believe that the federal government needs to get involved in great big infrastructure projects across the country. We think that's best done state and local governments. That could have been one of the things. The other thing is the physical attributes. How do you actually build a wall between Texas and Mexico? That's a little difficult, because we've got a river for our border.
Yeah.
And so those are things we need to think about.
Well, there are details that do have to be worked out, and Bob wanted to give you a chance to expand on that. Congressman Bill Forrest,
Georgia. Yeah, that said, we're still for border security.
Sure.
Whatever it takes. I mean, there are lots of ways to have border security. In some places you have walls, in some places you have people with boots on the ground.
Well, and again, as the Texas legislature gets ready to go, and we spent $800 million on that last year, Texas has spent a lot on border security. They do need to know where the federal government's going to come down on it, certainly. But those things won't be answered for a while. We certainly know
well,
that.
Well, and I'm hopeful. And, well, I think we can get this done fairly soon. For instance, Michael McCaul's got a great bill that deals with border security. And it has the approach that is taking the input from our local law enforcement and our state law enforcement that are actually dealing with this on the front line, since the federal government is not doing its job. And if we could adopt a bill like that, then it gets President Trump and we and the American people all perfectly aligned to have border security. And that's where I think that allows the state of Texas to have $800 million it can free up to use for education or other important or infrastructure, other important things in Texas.
Yep, I think all Texans would be happy about that. Congressman Bill Forrest joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time this morning, Congressman.
Glad to be with you, and I'd ask everybody to remember the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor today, and also to pray for our country during these difficult times.
Thank you, sir.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world, and we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I like a guy with some guts, but I question some of Larry Walter's choices, like the one that had the Federal Aviation Administration pursuing charges against him. Larry had always dreamed of flying, but poor eyesight kept him from becoming a pilot in the Air Force. Rather than give up his dream, Larry threw on a parachute and strapped himself into a lawn chair tied to over 40 helium-filled weather balloons. When Larry cut the rope that tethered his chair to his backyard, he anticipated floating gracefully into the air. Instead, he shot into the sky like a rocket and reached 16,000 feet in a matter of minutes. He floated for several hours over Los Angeles. At one point, he was even spotted by a commercial airline pilot who radioed air traffic controllers that he'd just flown by a guy in a lawn chair. Fortunately, Larry escaped serious injury. Even though his plan for landing safely was a pellet gun he'd brought to shoot out one balloon at a time. When the authorities caught up to him, Walter's explanation was, "Well, a man can't just stand around. Maybe you're afraid to try something new because of all the things that could go wrong if you change the status quo. I'm not suggesting you strap yourself into a death trap like Larry did, but maybe it's time to launch out on a new adventure that could change your life for the better. So take a risk and cut the rope." For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, your IRA or 401k may be at risk again. The stock market crash of 2008 wiped out as much as 50% of IRA and 401k accounts. Can you afford to lose again when the next crash comes? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in your hands? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807 and receive a free gold and silver IRA guide. There's no obligation. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call 855-858-5807 now. 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, Texas A&M quarterback Trevor Knight was named the winner of the 2016 Werfel Trophy during yesterday's National Football Foundation annual awards dinner at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. The Werfel Trophy, known as college football's premier award for community service, is presented annually by the All Sports Association in Fort Walton Beach. Meanwhile, Texas A&M sophomore Christian Kirk was named to the first team of the 2016 All-Southeastern Conference Coaches football team at three positions and led a four-player Aggie contingent on the elite squad, which was released yesterday. The Scottsdale, Arizona native made the All-SEC team at wide receiver, all-purpose, and return specialist after a spectacular second season with the Maroon and White. He was joined on the All-SEC first team by senior offensive tackle Avery Genesee and junior defensive end Miles Garrett, while senior safety Justin Evans was named to the second team. Elsewhere in college football, Baylor has hired Temple coach Matt Rhule to take over the troubled football team. Rhule has won 20 games over the last two seasons at Temple and led them to an AAC title over the weekend. He'll become the first full-time replacement after coach Art Briles was dismissed. In A&M men's basketball, after carding a home victory over Texas A&M Corpus Christi on Monday, the team returns to action tonight when it hosts Denver inside Reed Arena. The matchup with Denver is the middle contest of a three-game homestand for the Aggies, who will also host South Carolina State on Saturday before traveling to Houston, where they'll take on number 20 Arizona inside the Toyota Center on December 17th. Tonight's game with Denver is at 7 p.m., pregame's at 6:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In women's basketball, following a 54-53 loss to SMU on Monday night at Moody Coliseum, the Aggies will return to action tomorrow to take on TCU at 7:30 p.m. Pre-game will be at 7:15, and you can catch that one on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M volleyball, Stephanie Ipley, Jasmine Babers, and Caitlin Blake were named to the ABCA All-South Region team. In addition, Holland Hands was voted the South Region Freshman of the Year and also received All-South Region Honorable Mention accolades. Congratulations, ladies. In the NBA,
with only three to shoot, Gasol's going to do something in a hurry. And now it's Leonard on the left three. Kawhi not. That could be the dagger right there. And Kawhi Leonard's got 31.
The San Antonio Spurs remain the league's only unbeaten road team following a 105-91 triumph at Minnesota. Kawhi Leonard poured in 31 points on 11 of 15 shooting after failing to score in the first quarter. Patty Mills added 15 points off the bench as the Spurs improved to 13-0 away from San Antonio, tying the second-best road start to a season. In some sad news, Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam was found dead Monday night in a Boulder, Colorado park less than 2 miles from the stadium where he starred for the Buffaloes. The Boulder County Coroner's Office was still investigating the cause of death of the 42-year-old Salaam, although police say foul play was not suspected. Salaam's mother told USA Today Sports yesterday that police said they suspect suicide. And finally, out on the ice, Sean Monahan scored on a power play in the third period to carry the Calgary Flames past the Dallas Stars 2-1. Kari Lehtinen had 18 saves while Curtis McKenzie scored an unassisted goal in the first period. The Stars have gone 1-3-1 over their last five games. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. We're back in the studio again with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. And no deal of the day today because you had something you wanted to say and that rhymed.
That's cool. I've been listening to y'all's Christmas Angel program y'all have going. And I know last year, I don't know if y'all remember, but we had a...
Well, you guys adopted a family.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, we kind of adopt a family. You go on our website. We just want to think of a family that's less fortunate that may be struggling, you know, this Christmas
season.
Could
use a little help.
Yeah, a little help. And if you'll go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, you click on the Christmas tree, and there'll be a registration form. You can just register the family, kind of give us a brief description. We're going to pick a family. It's not about us. It's about helping another family. It's about God working through us to help people. So if we can help a family, just go online, register, and we'll do our best.
One more time, that's teamofnavasota.com. Look up probably up in the right-hand corner for the Christmas tree. You can click on that for the application to help somebody out. Thanks, buddy.
Yep, thank you.
Again, that's teamofnavasota.com.
The holidays are here, so give the gift family and friends are sure to love. Let Two Video preserve and restore your precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and digital formats. Two Video converts your family films, 8, Super 8, and 16 millimeter, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, even old records and audio cassettes. Two Video is located in South College Station and online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 for an appointment. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at bush41.org.
Good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Want to play you something. This is Jeff Walls. Jeff Walls is the women's basketball coach at Louisville. His team lost in a game against Maryland. And this is part of the comments in the news conference after that game.
We just live right now the generation of kids that are coming through. Everybody gets a damn trophy. Okay? You finish last, you come home with a trophy. You kidding me? I mean, what's that teaching kids? It's okay to lose. And unfortunately, it's our society. It's what we're building for. And it's not just in basketball, it's in life. You know, everybody thinks they should get a job. Everybody thinks they should get a good job. No, that's not the way it works. But unfortunately, that's what we are preparing for. Because you finish fifth, you walk home with this nice trophy, parents are all excited. No. I mean, not to be too blunt, but you're a loser. Like, we're losers. We got beat. So you lost. There is no trophy for us. But unfortunately, the way these kids are brought up today, there is a trophy. Because nobody wants anybody to have hard feelings. Nobody wants to get their feelings hurt. Well, unfortunately, in the real world, I'm not sure how it is with your all's jobs. But with mine, if you lose enough, you get fired. And that's just the way it is. And I'm trying to explain to our kids, like, hey, I'm trying to prepare you for the real world. Because when you go to get a job, there's competition. And what are you going to do to stand out? But unfortunately, we're not preparing these kids before they get to us, at least.
Jeff Walls.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. Women's basketball coach at Louisville. Share that with folks.
Yes.
W-A-L-Z. That's how he spells his name. Yeah.
Very good.
I sure hope that the administration doesn't make him stand down from those comments.
Absolutely not.
Because
I hope not either.
He's not saying something that other coaches don't want to say. It's the world that the... Okay, you bring us your kids, and you want us to make them better and make them winners, and they don't win, then they need to know the difference.
And yep.
So there you go. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that. All right, so we're going to have a little bit warmer day, we hope, than yesterday, if the weather people didn't lie to us. But we are going to have a freeze tomorrow night, just so you know. All right, it's 47 right now at 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station.